and welcome to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General's podcast. My name is Tia Albaum. Here with me today is Sarah Davidson, a program analyst from our Office of Audit and Evaluation. We'll be discussing a recent audit report on the EPA's strategy for implementing and enforcing the Lead Renovation Repair and Painting Rule, or RRP rule. Thank you for being here, Sarah. Can you start by telling us about the RRP rule?
Sure. The RRP rule was issued by the EPA to address the hazards associated with renovating, repairing, and painting older homes with lead-based paint. Lead was commonly used in household paint, and an estimated 38 million homes used lead-based paint prior to the ban for residential use in 1978. The lead dust and chips created during renovation to homes with lead-based paint can be harmful, especially to children.
Sarah, can you elaborate on why lead exposure is harmful?
In children, exposure to lead can cause a potential for slower growth, lower IQ, and behavioral problems. In adults, lead exposure may result in poor pregnancy outcomes, memory problems, and high blood pressure.
When was the RRP rule issued?
The rule was issued in 2008 and amended in 2010. The EPA is mandated by Congress to implement the rule and is responsible for ensuring that RRP program requirements are complied with and enforced. The RRP rule requires that firms be certified by the EPA, use certified renovators who are trained by EPA-approved training providers, and follow lead-safe work practices. EPA addresses lead hazards related to RRP through compliance enforcement, education, and outreach.
Okay. I know that reducing childhood lead exposure and the associated health effects have been identified by the agency as priorities. Can you briefly describe the federal lead strategy?
The EPA, working with other federal agencies, developed a federal strategy to reduce childhood lead exposure. The joint strategy is called the Federal Action Plan to Reduce Childhood Lead Exposures and Associated Health Impacts. The plan was released in December 2018 to help those federal agencies work together to reduce exposure to lead and improve children's health. The strategy is based on working with states, tribes, and local communities, along with businesses, property owners, and parents toward common goals. It's also important to note that exposure of children to lead is addressed in the EPA's Environmental Justice 2020 Action Agenda, which is designed to meet the environmental and public health challenges confronting minority, low-income, tribal, and indigenous populations. Children in low-income populations have been found to have higher levels of lead in their blood.
Which offices within the EPA are responsible for implementing the RRP program?
The Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention, or OCSPP, and the Office of Enforcement and Compliance Assurance, or OECA, are primarily responsible for the program. OCSPP is responsible for implementation such as outreach and education. OECA is responsible for compliance and enforcement within EPA regions.
This OIG audit looked at whether the EPA has an effective strategy for implementing and enforcing the RRP rule. So what did the team find?
We found that the EPA doesn't have an effective strategy. The RRP program currently lacks defined objectives, goals, and measurable outcomes to track progress. Without an effective strategy, the EPA can't determine whether the program is achieving its intended purpose. We also found that the agency doesn't review regional targeting strategies. Under the RRP rule, firms conducting projects that disturb lead-based paint are subject to EPA enforcement and compliance monitoring inspections and must meet certain criteria. The agency could not identify or estimate how many renovators or renovations were being conducted in each region.
According to your report, it's been over a decade since the EPA estimated the RRP program, the universe of renovators.
That's right. In 2010, the RRP program's regulated universe was estimated to be made up of approximately 320,000 renovators who performed approximately 18 million RRP projects annually. EPA guidance emphasizes that effective targeting requires EPA regions to possess accurate and up-to-date knowledge of their regulated universes.
What else did you find?
We found that EPA program managers don't track RRP program resources and outreach activities, review inspections, or evaluate progress towards reducing disparities in childhood elevated blood lead levels.
Did you find anything else of note?
Lastly, we determined there to be insufficient coordination between OCSPP and OECA, the two EPA offices primarily responsible for the RRP program. For example, we interviewed both offices separately, and they provided inconsistent responses when asked about program goals and RRP guidance. During interviews with EPA regional staff, we also noted that regionally developed tools, ideas, and approaches to common problems weren't being shared agency-wide.
Based on those key findings, what recommendations did your team make to the agency?
We made several recommendations to OECA. One, identify the regulated universe of RRP firms in coordination with the OCSPP. Two, establish RRP enforcement objectives, goals, and measurable outcomes. Three, establish management oversight controls to verify that RRP guidance and expectations are being met. And four, establish or identify an effective forum to document and share best practices and innovations related to the RRP program.
You also made additional recommendations to OCSPP.
Correct. We recommended that OCSPP establish specific guidelines for resources and funding allocated to the RRP program and establish the program's objectives, goals, and measurable outcomes, such as to demonstrate the effectiveness of program contributions toward decreasing elevated blood lead levels.
So a total of 6 recommendations were made. Were they all accepted by the agency?
2 of our 6 recommendations have been resolved with corrective actions pending, while 4 recommendations are unresolved.
Thank you, Sarah, for sharing your team's findings. To read this report and other Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG.